Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yeah, I've noticed on my card that I had two transactions from this phone number company of $67 on the 31st of March.
Could I have your zip code, sir?
62442.
Person last name.
What?
Person last name.
Joseph Ballou, Ballew.
Thank you for that. So there was a purchase here matching your name. Could you verify your address?
My address
Yes,
is
sir.
2426 North 420th Street.
All right, thank you for that. So there was a purchase here made on the 27th of March for our Wi-Fi booster,
Okay.
in our tactical bag. They were for $7.95.
Okay, I don't know nothing about them, but I'm showing two of them at for $60-some
So it's
on the 31st of March.
6732 was for a subscription into the Consumer Buyers Club. It's the company that supplies those products.
Okay, so I don't know anything about this. I mean, somebody has frauded my card. That's what I'm trying to say. And that I want them returned. I'm not getting no freaking booster and all that for $67.
Okay, so
I mean,
you
guys
never
took $67 out of my account twice.
Okay, so you're saying that you never made the purchase for these two products?
No, I mean, what's the address they're sending them to?
Let's see here. So it was the address that was Kendall Street.
No, I don't know anything else about that. I give you my address. It's not the same. And that I've already turned the card off.
Okay.
And that I'm going to contact the bank in the morning and let them know that those were two fraudulent withdrawals on my card.
Okay. So I just want to verify that your name was the same, the Joe, Ballew. It's just that you didn't make the purchase and the address was incorrect, correct?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, give me 1 second and it'll take your account. I'll get you transferred over to our fraud department.
Okay, now you're going to put that back in my account?
Yes, sir. They will help you with the charges.
Okay.
Okay, could you verify the last 4 digits of the card to make sure that this is the correct account? Make sure that this is the card they're billing.
Yeah, hang on a second. I got to get my card because I don't have it on me.
Okay.
I know it's 0514.
Okay, so yes, sir, that's the card on file. Just give me 1 second.
Yeah, somebody, I mean, well, see, that is my work card, and that's how I get paid at work. And, I mean, it's the bank. I don't know where the bank's at or anything. It's just they give me, put the money on that card, and then I take it off that card and put it on my my personal checking account that's right here in town.
Yes, sir, I understand.
So, I mean, I have no idea anything about this card. They give it to me when I started my job, and that's what I've been using. And I leave, like, you know, $200 on it all the time so that, you know, if something does happen at my bank card or something like that, I always can get to that money.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's obvious somebody has been playing with it.
Okay, so I notated the account. I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Now, I just want to make sure I'm getting all that money back and everything. I mean, I don't know anything about any of it. But
yes,
I will go to that address on Kendall Street that you told me.
Yes, sir. So I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.